President Bush will be asked today to establish a new national monument in Utah. The request is by the same people who criticized President Clinton for doing something similar. The Bush administration joined in that criticism. It said the former president misused federal law when he protected millions of acres of federal land by giving it national monument status. Despite that, President Bush is expected to approve today's request. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
It sounds topsy-turvy. Republicans asking their Republican president to do what they bitterly criticized when Democrat Bill Clinton did it. In 1996, President Clinton used the Antiquities Act to declare a vast national monument in Utah, the Grand Staircase Escalante. That infuriated the congressional delegation, local people, and Utah Governor Mike Leavitt. But last night, those same people applauded loudly when Governor Leavitt said he wants President Bush to do the same thing for the narrow canyons and rock pinnacles known as the San Rafael Swell.
The Grand Staircase was created by a different president who developed his executive order in complete secrecy and with no notice and no collaboration. By stark contrast, the San Rafael proposal is the product of 7 years of intense negotiation involving many stakeholders. We'll ask the president to allow sufficient notice and additional discussion before he acts. I can pretty safely guarantee that if President Bush decides to make this monument declaration in person, he'll do it in Utah, not in Arizona.
That's a reference to the fact that President Clinton made his announcement from the safety of the Grand Canyon, more than 200 miles by road from the nearest Utah town. Leavitt expressed confidence President Bush will approve the plan. After all, the two were buddies when both were governors, and it's not likely Leavitt would have raised the issue without consulting the White House first. Environmentalists worry that the difference between the two monument proposals is more substance than form. Larry Young directs the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance.
One concern would be that you would create a national monument that fell far short of protecting all the lands that are worthy of protection. The second would be management language that might inhibit genuine protection for these lands. The Antiquities Act is intended to protect a resource, and if instead the focus was on development, on tourism, if there were inadequate protections against cross-country off-road vehicle travel, those are the sorts of things that we'll have to take a careful look at.
Even the off-road vehicle enthusiasts who see the administration as an ally aren't sure about this proposal. Clark Collins heads an off-road vehicle group called the Blue Ribbon Coalition.
You know, we're going to take a wait-and-see attitude. The Clinton administration definitely wasn't friendly to our recreation interests, and the Bush administration is. So it's a possibility that a monument designation could be constructed that we would be able to accept.
Details of the San Rafael Swell monument proposal will be released today. The Interior Department has 90 days to make a recommendation to President Bush. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.